so you're going to begin lying on your back. Arms long, legs long, just taking a few moments to settle into the floor. So this lesson, let's see, today is the 30th of May, 5:30, 18. It's called Sliding Along One Leg, number 49. So I thought after we had worked with the jaw last week, the jaw and the pelvis, we would do some lengthening of the spine and bringing in the core, our core, using our core, but lengthening our spine and also freeing up the hip joints by kind of getting our core back into place, again, with hiking coming along. So we've done a lot of work on standing, walking, right, our stride, but we haven't really tied in the core yet. So today's the first day. So as you're lying on your back, start to take in inventory of how you're experiencing yourself on the floor today. Your neck and shoulders, that upper cervical spine, how the back of your head is resting on the floor. And then traveling down your spine, noticing the mid part of your back, going into the lower back, which also has a slight curve to it, before you reach the tailbone. And then, again, observing your legs. So how do your hips feel today? How do those joints feel that they're sitting inside your pelvis? If there's any kind of tension. And then noticing the backs of your legs, which we've looked at before. So if there's significant space behind the knees and part of the upper leg as well as your calf, it means there's tension, more tension, we'll say, in the hip joints. And so that's something to look for as we go through the lesson, is that more and more of the back of your leg continues to touch the floor. So we're releasing your hips, your hamstrings, and your lower back to allow that ease. And then draw your attention onto your breath and breathing. Noticing your inhalation and exhalation today, since we're going to be working with your core. And then gently and slowly roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, observing how that feels, rolling your head to each side this morning, if there's any stiffness, any tension. Excellent. Okay, so we're going to start off by bending your legs and bringing your feet to that good stand position. So when we do this, we've looked at before that your lower back flattens, right? It takes the curve out. So we ease any strain in the lower back, okay? And then from here, you're gonna bring your right leg up to the ceiling. So we're just gonna practice this first. So when you bring your right leg to the ceiling, that means the foot is directed towards the ceiling, and your knee is to be slightly bent. So as much as possible, have your knee, that's it, kind of over your belly area, right? So don't have your leg far away from you to make it easy, okay? Excellent. And now you're going to reach down with your left hand, or I should say reach up with your left hand, to get a hold of your foot. Your right foot. So really have to bend the knee. That's it. And then if you can, keep your head down. So you're going to, from here, you're now going to lengthen your leg up towards the ceiling, holding the arch, and bend it down. Right. And it can be a very small movement. You may need to start really bent. That's it. Gently. That's it. Straightening and bending. Feeling what's happening in your hamstring, in your hip, and also in the left shoulder. Make sure you're breathing. Good. Now I'm going to have you change hands. So now the right hand, which is a little harder, and you bend and straighten. Probably best to have the knee on the inside of your arm. So really bend the knee. Let your knee come down and touch your chest. Right? So this is what's opening up your right glute and hamstring. So it's okay to bend your knee and have it towards your chest. Beautiful. Okay, let's bring that foot back to standing for a minute and just feel for a moment any slight change before you go into lengthening your legs to rest. And now go ahead and lengthen your legs. And just observe what feels a little different now. Okay, so let's bend your knees again. And now from here, let's put your right hand underneath your head. So it's just like comfortably supporting your head. At this point, we're not going to lift your head, not yet, but it's there in position for when we do that. So it's under the back of your head, your skull that was resting on the floor. Your elbow can rest out to the side. Okay, and now once again, bring the right leg up towards the ceiling like we started last time. Okay. So your foot is towards the ceiling and your knee slightly bent over your chest. Perfect. And now you're going to take your left hand and you're going to start around the inner thigh of the right thigh and you're going to start to slide your left hand. So this is a sliding movement. And I'm really going to encourage you to go slow, right? So there's multiple sensory awareness happening here. Because you're caressing your right thigh and leg with your left hand, your hand is taking in input, and so is your leg. So you want to go really slow, and as you go up further to the leg, to the foot, right, you can bend that knee a little closer into the chest. I need to go fix that. So you're exploring your whole right leg. And exploring your right leg in a way as if you've really never touched your right leg before, like this. If you think about it, because I was just showering, right? Doing a really quick shower, like we move very quickly over ourselves. So really slow down the caressing, so that you experience what's happening underneath your hand as well as what's the experience with your leg and the different parts of your leg. And eventually move to the outside of the leg Go behind the knee, the leg, the calf. Nice. Okay, let's just take a little break. Bring your hands down, straighten your legs, and just observe now. How is that right leg feeling? Longer? Softer? Reminding yourself of the space behind your right leg. So what is that space like now? Is that leg getting flatter, making more contact with the floor? Okay, let's bend your knees again. Come to the same position. So bring the right hand underneath you. Bring the right leg up in the air. And so you're just going to continue. You guys are doing a really nice job with the left hand. And just continue to explore all aspects of this right leg. So you're going to go over the front of the knee, right? You can bend the knee more to get to the foot and the toes. Your heel, caressing behind each toe, each pad of each toe. The arch, the inside edge, the outside edge. The ankle, right? So your knee can even flare a little bit out to the side, right? To get to those places. So you allow the knee to bend into the chest, the foot to lower, whatever you need to do to really explore the top of your foot where the toes are. Right, and you know, if you can feel through your sock, and it's also nice to do without socks, it really becomes interesting how each toe at this point in our lives has shaped itself. Right, so there's places along the pads of your toes that you've got like an edge, right? Depending on how that foot is being weight-bearing. And this lesson's a lot about, again, back to walking, weight-bearing. So just out of curiosity, I mean, usually the big toe is pretty flat, the whole surface, but then, you know, you get into like the middle toe and the fourth toe, and sometimes they're even, like for me, crossing a little bit, and then you have a rough edge, right? There's just noticing each toe and the delicacy of each toe. And then behind your knee, your calf, into your glutes, going to the outside edge, all around, everywhere you can reach. You're putting on your sock now? How is the sock going to help?
I'm just trying something to distract myself.
Excellent. Okay, and let's let it go and rest again. And again, take into becoming aware of the length of the right leg, Has it become longer, softer, more contact? What's different now? Okay, so bend your knees again. Once again, right hand behind your head. Left hand is going to be with the left foot. Bring the right leg up to the ceiling. That's it. And this time you're going to get a hold of the arch like you did in the beginning. And so you're going to bend the knee, the right knee into the chest. And as you go to lengthen, right, the right leg towards the ceiling, now you're going to lift your head at the same time. So think of your head and your foot, right? That's it. Going towards the ceiling, and this is where we start to involve your core. So you do the movement as you exhale, thinking of your shoulder blades to round. Both shoulder blades are lifting off the floor as well as your head. So it's really more towards the lower back that's pressing into the floor. The ribs on the front side are compressing. And then you're lengthening that hamstring. You're lengthening that calf on the right side. You're lengthening and pushing that heel towards the ceiling. So as you push the heel up, it pulls the whole left shoulder and arm up as you're supporting your head with your right arm. And I often like to think of this, I don't know why I do, but it's like a teardrop or a raindrop. That's it. And as you do the movement, just a few more times, asking yourself, where could you get more length? Is there some place behind your knee, or is it in your glute, or is it in your calf? That there's still a form of tension, that if something let go, there would be a little bit more length and ease. Excellent. Okay, and let's rest it again. Okay, let's bend your knees again. And this time we're going to change the arms, okay? So we're going to bring the left arm behind your head just to rest in the beginning. And then you're going to bring your right leg towards the ceiling. And we're going to now use the right hand to begin to caress the right leg. So just start off really gently, right? And, you know, work towards, so bring your leg up over you. Remember, bring the right leg up. Bring that knee into the chest, right? So just let it hang out in the chest. The more you let the knee bend in the chest, the longer you can do this. And just see if you can take the same time and have the same attentiveness with your right hand. And it's also really interesting how your right hand perceives your right leg, right? So is there a difference between your two hands? How you touch, how you sense. What part of your hand? So using not only the heel of your hand, but all the fingers. So you go to the inside, and you go to the outside, and the back of the hamstring, your glute, your toes, your ankle, you know, and just noticing too how you take in the information of when you sense a bone, a joint, versus when you touch muscle. You know, like what is it like behind your knee and along the sides of our knees? There's these really tight like tendons, right? You know, what does that feel like? So it's really understanding your whole right leg in a way that you probably haven't taken this much time to explore, to sense. And also observing if there's any parts that are really sensitive. So getting a cramp is a level of sensitivity, right? So, you know, as you're exploring, paying attention, is there a certain movement or direction of a toe or in the arch of the foot that triggers that? And then the softer you can go with that is a way to reduce and eventually eliminate cramping. Is there a part of your right leg that wants, so to speak, more attention? Right? That feels really good to touch there. Right? So repeat. Repeat, repeat. Excellent. Okay, let's pause and rest it for a moment. Lengthen your legs and your arms. Okay, let's come back to the same position. Bring your right leg up over your chest. Bring your left hand under your head. And now get a hold of your right foot with your right hand. And now you're going to lengthen your leg at the same time as lifting your head. So your head, both shoulder blades are going to come up. So you start with the knee really bent into your chest. And then on your exhale, you lift, you fold, the front side, your core compresses, your back lengthens, and you think about lengthening that right heel, that right calf, that right hamstring up towards the ceiling. And again, really discovering for yourself, where are the places that you shorten, that you could acquire a little bit more length. It might be in your neck. It might be in your spine. It might be in your buttocks. Or it might be in your calf. Right? Where can you get more ease and length? Beautiful. Okay. And then let's let it all go and rest. And now really again take in and observe how your pelvis is lying on the floor, how different you feel inside the right hip joint compared to the left. The way that the back of the right leg is now resting. Really take in the contact that you're feeling. The awareness that you're feeling of your right leg, your right foot, your shoulders. Okay, so you're gonna slowly and gently roll to your side and then just come straight up to standing. We're in the middle of the lesson. Just to feel how standing feels. So as you come up to standing, you know, first start down at your feet, observing how does this right foot now feel? Your sense of your right foot. And then travel up both the front of the leg and the back of the leg. How does your right calf feel now? Behind your knee. Into the hamstring, into the hip socket. What stands out for you? What about your right glute? Is the right leg in a way heavier, more connected into the floor, grounded? Okay, and let's go back down. Okay, so let's bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and let's bring your left knee into your chest, okay? You're going to reach across with your right hand to get the foot, and in the beginning we just kind of bent and straightened your leg a little bit, just getting it familiar with what we're going to do. That's it. So you just kind of bend it and lengthen it. Notice your breath and your breathing. Good. Excellent. Now, pause for a minute. Bring your left hand behind your head just to support your head. The elbow can be out to the side. And now start your caressing. So you're going to start with this right hand caressing the left foot, the left leg. So we did all the work last time on the right leg. So there's a lot to pay attention to. So one is how you feel this leg. And I think it's extraordinary how different our sensory perception is from one leg to the other. Like one toe might feel completely, like just totally different on this foot, this side. Or the hamstring, or behind the knee, or you might have ticklish spots. Right, that weren't on the other side. So again, you guys are doing a beautiful job of really going slow and being so attentive to what you feel with your right hand and the left leg and how it's its own leg. It has its own places of tension. Very different than the right leg. We usually are using the two legs, very different. the top of your left foot. The inside, the outside, behind your knee. Again, taking your time, going slow, so you're using the right heel of your hand and the pads of all the fingers. Excellent. Let's take a break. Let everything go. Lengthen the legs and arms to rest. Okay, so bend your knees again and bring your left leg into your chest. Bring your right hand behind your head and, left hand behind your head. It's better when I don't watch. And then bring your right hand with your left foot. And this time you're going to hold the foot, so you're going to really bend your knee down. And as you go to lengthen the left leg, you lift your head, you fold your chest, you allow the whole shoulder girdle area, your head, to fold and lengthen, right? So you're lengthening the back of your neck. You're folding on the front side. You're doing this on the exhale, as you exhale, so the front side can compress. And you're lengthening each time that left leg, paying attention to where could you acquire more length. Is it in the calf? Is it in the hamstring? Is it in your glute? Is it in your neck or upper back? How is this leg different than your right leg? How is the experience of still tightness or tension different? Because you use this leg differently. So where can you let go? Excellent. Okay, let's take a break. Let's rest. See how things are doing. Okay, let's bend your knees again. And now we're going to change arms. So this time your right hand goes behind your head. Bring the left knee into the chest. Just let it dangle there. That's it. And you're going to start to explore the left leg with your left hand now. So again, remember, it's a whole different sensory. This hand takes in input and information very different. So as much as possible, have that left knee bent into the chest. As much as you can, start to explore behind the left knee, your glute, inside, outside, the calf, around the knee, into the toes. And again, really paying attention to the texture and the sensation that's different between muscle and when you feel bone and when you feel tendons, the pads of the toes, your heel, the top of your foot, right? Often there's a lot of sensitivity for some people on the top of their feet because they're so tight there. Those tendons are pulling so tight. So the softer that you can go, the more delicate and gentle you can go, things relax. Things let go. That's why I'm not a big fan of deep tissue massage. I really think gentle, calm. Well, it's that leg.
I mean, do it on the other side too.
Mm.
But I can't even reach my toes without cramping in here. Leg. I don't know what to do about it.
Lift your head a little bit. Does that make it easier or worse? Okay. And maybe bend the knee a little bit more out to the side, like you're doing. Yeah. Excellent. Now get a hold of the foot with your left hand. And let's begin to lengthen your leg, lift up your head, lengthen the back of your neck, lengthen your spine, and then fold everything back down. Doing this on the exhale. That's it. Gently folding back down, asking yourself, where could you use more length? More ease. Beautiful. Okay, and then let's let all that go and rest. Notice your inhalation, your exhalation. Okay, so let's try this. So let's bend both knees. So just bring them to stand. So how's that, first of all, Lynn? Okay, so from here, let's bring both knees to hang into your chest. Okay? And go ahead and get a hold of the right knee with the right hand, the left knee with the left hand from above. So not behind the knees, but on there you go. That's it. And then just see if you can bring the knees a little bit closer, compress a little bit, and a little bit away. That's it. Now change your hands to slide behind your knees. Okay, so this is different. So bring the knees in a little wider. Let them spread apart a little bit. So how can you bring those knees close to your armpits? So I want you to think armpits. where are your armpits, right? So you get a little bit wider, so it opens the groin, right? If your knees were going to rest in your armpits. That's it. A little wider. So let's say they were going to touch the floor behind where the armpits are, right? That's it. Now, can you bring the knees like that up to the armpits? And I want you to kind of stay there. So you're really getting at the glutes. Kind of keep them there. And now with the lower legs, you're going to just gently lift the lower legs towards the ceiling and then bend them back down. And as you do this, think of lifting the legs not only towards the ceiling, but a little bit in the direction of your head. But keep your lower back in contact with the ground, right? So your lower back doesn't lift, but your anus and your butt are clearly in the air. So that's it, Lynn. So you're going to lengthen the lower legs wide towards your heel, towards your head. So stay wide. Nia, stay wider. There. And now bring the heels towards over your head. So but don't let the back lift. Right. So just think that you straighten those calves. I know I'm super tight in my calves. My calves are that's where I go to is the calves. I don't go to the feet, the calves. Beautiful, beautiful. So just wide, breathe with it. Think of those calves and those heels stretching up. Oh. Okay, let's let this go and rest. How'd you do, Lynn? The front of the hips? We'll see. We'll go back to that in a minute. Yeah. Right? You know, it's so interesting because, you know, we can walk around and not feel things tight. Like, I start to sense things are tight. And then for me, it's the power of touch. So, I mean, I'll just, like the other night, I had Steve just go along my calf. And it's, like, so bound up. It's like a deep ache. Like, it hurts, but it's a good hurt. Like, and just the softest touch, not digging in there, it just starts to unwind. You know? But yeah, I go to my calf to protect my knee. Okay, now let's go back to bending the knees. Let's first of all see what that's like, the legs standing. See if everything's a lot flatter. So let's bring the left leg in. Get a hold of the left leg with the left hand. How's that now? In the hip. Better. How's that for everybody? Oh, no, get a hold of your left foot. Again, there you go. Right hand behind your head. And let's go back to the teardrop, lengthening and lifting. Let's just see if this is a little easier now. Something get a little softer. Excellent. Beautiful. Okay, now let's pause for a second. Keep your your left hand with your left foot. And now bring your right hand to get hold of your right foot. So both knees back into the chest. But now we're going to get a hold of the feet. And you bend those knees into your chest to start with. And then you're going to lengthen them up. Again, keep your back down. So what that does, right, that creates a little bit of a tension when you keep the lower back down, so you really get to have length. So part of doing, in a way, stretching and lengthening is you have to have a resistance.
Head down
right now. That's it. And then you can do the legs a little wider, right? Holding on now, so bend those knees out to the side. Are you getting tired? That's it. Go wider with the knees, wider with the hands. wider with the feet. Okay, let's let it go and rest. Sounds like we needed this. Right, and you know, and what happens too is as we're transitioning into different activities, and like probably some of you, like myself this weekend, like I made a big bump up and I've been, you know, walking at least 2 hours, close to 2 hours almost, right, every day. But then I bumped it from 2 to 3.5 hours. And it was just like everything tightened in my legs. Like that's a big change. It's not 15 minutes, right? So that's why I thought we really have to keep the legs lengthened out and stuff, because we're really entering hiking season, right? Hiking, walking, trekking. So just observe how you're feeling resting there now, noticing again the back of your legs. Are you making more contact? The softness of the legs, your shoulder blades, the back of your head, your breath and breathing. Gently and slowly roll your head a little bit to the right and left and see how that feels. Okay, and then slowly and gently you're going to roll to your side, come to sitting, and then we're going to come to standing to see again how you feel in standing now from this lesson. How your weight has changed through your feet, into your hips, to your upper back, neck and shoulders.